Today's man law number 40. Make sure your family is taken care of in case the worst happens.
That's exactly right. Funny you say that. Again, having a new bride, life changes. And I just did my 2021 benefit enrollment and bought some life insurance, extra life insurance for
me.
So that if something happens to me and I fall out of the tree or whatever it may be, choke on a steak bone, that mom is taken care of.
And there's lots of ways to take care of your family in case the worst happens.
Right.
Let's say the election stays with the president and those Antifa people come out again and it gets really crazy.
Right.
You got to take care of your family then, too.
Right.
You got to look out for them.
So that kind of taken care of is maybe going to Allen Bob's and getting a new handgun.
If you need more, yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But buy your ammo while you're doing it because you got to pay attention. That stuff comes and Merle said it's gone in a day.
Yeah.
A pallet.
Right.
So maybe study some Sun Tzu, Art of War.
Right. Yeah. Whoever she is. But anyway.
Well, you know, it's like when you're weak, portray strength, and when you're strong, portray weakness.
I see. Okay, grasshopper. So we're going to finish with a little meatloaf on the grill?
I love it.
I do too, man.
I love it.
One of my favorite things.
I
like it on a smoker better than the grill.
Ended up doing it years ago when I had that big green egg that's in your garage now.
My big green egg that you used to have.
Well, anyway, I used it all the time, and I put a pizza stone on it once and did some pizzas, and I got good at that. And my wife makes a fantastic meatloaf. Mm-hmm. So I tried to copy her meatloaf recipe, and I thought, man, I'm going to put that on that pizza stone. So I got the stone a little bit hot on the fire. Always let the fire get going for a while, and then I threw the stone on for 10 minutes or so, and I put my meatloaf on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening is with regular hamburger, there's lots of fat.
Sure.
That kept running off and creating that savory smoke.
Right.
And it was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, years ago, Pat Ringler from Chase Creek Smokehouse was listening to the show. And I saw him like a week later. We're sitting there having a beer at his cocktail lounge on the side of the smokehouse. If you've never been to Chase Creek Smokehouse, you need to find a reason to get there. It's on US 10, 6 miles west of 131.
Right,
now,
Northern Michigan.
You don't need a reason to go to that area other than Chase Creek Smokehouse. Okay,
it's that good.
I just went there again when I was at deer camp, and I'll tell you that. But anyway, he said I listened to that segment, and he said, man, that sounded crazy. And he said, so I put a bunch of them in the smoker, and he said, we sold out, and it's on my menu all the time now.
Right.
Which was a great compliment.
Yep.
Because it was just a brain fart for me. But I went there, I met my buddy Kirk up there, and I brought my brother-in-law Paul, and we got to have my favorite thing he makes, and one of them is that shaved prime rib Philly sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, is it gorgeous. I'm going to post pictures on the Grilling Guys Facebook page if I'm not banned.
Right. Well, you're not banned. It's all good. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you got your deer, but if you didn't, get out, be safe. Climbing up and climbing down in frosty mornings,
yeah.
Those steps can be slippery.
Use a strap.
Right. Hang on to yourself and get out there and enjoy some of Mother Nature. You don't have to social distance when you're in the deer woods. So take care, and we'll talk with you next week.
Strap it on.